When the Winter Olympics begin in 3 days, there will be snow on the ground in Sochi, Russia, in part thanks to my next guest. Joe Vanderkellen is president of SMI Snowmakers in Midland, Michigan. Hi there, Joe.
Hi, Zoe. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So you're making snow for the Olympics. How is this going to work?
Well, actually, most of the snow is already made for the venues over there.
Okay.
So they'll be having the Alpine, the Freestyle, Extreme, and Snowboard events. And the course preparation is in full swing now.
So I think the question probably everyone is wondering is just how do you make snow?
Well, it takes a whole lot of water and a lot of technology and energy. And basically what we do is we take water and deliver it to the slopes and then break it into small particles and nucleate it or seed it with small ice crystals and then blow it out onto the slopes.
What's the hardest part while you're doing this? Is it finding the water?
Yeah, you know, what was great about Sochi is it was a new ski resort. So we kind of had a white sheet of paper. And we were fortunate enough to get up in a helicopter for a day or two, and we found a beautiful, clear, clean, cold water source running along a plateau near the finish zones. And we were able to build a couple of lakes, get the permission to build a couple of lakes there. So once we found this clear water that would fill these lakes by gravity, the whole system design really came together after that.
Now, Joe, you have made snow at previous Olympics. You're an old hand at this. Tell me, how does Sochi compare to the other cities where you've made snow?
Well, I think each Olympic venue's gotten a little more serious about the snow and the capability to make sure that there's going to be great snow at all the venues. So we've seen them embrace technology over the years, and the technology just keeps getting better. So this is a fully automated system. With fiber optic communications, and everything can be controlled from a central computer or phones or tablets now. So it's really quite a sophisticated technology that's being deployed at these Sochi Olympic Games.
Obviously, Joe, this is your living. I don't want you to badmouth it or anything, but I mean, there is this interesting dynamic, right? The Winter Olympics, it's supposed to be somewhere cold, and yet these cities are having to make snow.
Well, if you look around the world, most of the ski resorts make snow now, and they do it to ensure the best snow quality that's possible, and also to try to maximize the length of the season, and so that people can make vacation plans and have more predictability in when and where they can go and enjoy this great winter sport.
And Joe, are you going to be in Sochi for the games?
Yes, I will be going over to Russia. And very excited about that, and have some special credentials, so that makes it even more fun.
Wow. And finally, I just got to ask before we get you off the line, what is your favorite Olympic sport to watch? I'm assuming it has something to do with the snow.
Oh, yeah. You know, all the snow events, I think, are quite exciting. And, I particularly like the speed events, which are the men's and women's downhill and giant slalom events. But I also love the snowboard half pipe and the freestyle events as well. Can't really pick a top one. There's so many and there's such great sport involved that it's hard to pick a favorite.
Joe Vanderkellen is president of SMI Snowmakers in Midland, Michigan. Joe, safe travels.
Yeah, and I just encourage all your listeners to enjoy the games and get outside and enjoy this beautiful snow.